And so I wanted to add, Joe asked me earlier about how to maintain, how did I like the session to be, but I think everybody's pretty experienced already, and you can self-regulate, but just as a reminder, there's something very profound about keeping this silence that Joe mentioned, the noble silence, that it's easy to give in to talking, and if you resist it for a little bit, then there's a shift and your story starts to drop off about who you are and what you're doing, and it isn't so important anymore, and allows you to sink a little deeper into the meditation practice. And we have this really unique opportunity for that. Support of many people and a rich environment in which to do that. So I would recommend that you maintain as much silence, particularly people who live here. It is easy to continue the conversation. If you can dampen that down, I think it's beneficial to everybody. And then somebody asked me earlier about what the topic of the talks were going to be, a couple people, and really it's about this practice, nothing, no particular book or that I'm following or anything like that, but just all of us having these decades of experience of sitting like this and having the opportunity to share that and express being present in this moment, which is not as easy as it sounds. I look forward to the opportunity of sitting together. It's really what Jikoji was founded for, and I'm always happy to come and join everybody here and see that that purpose is being fulfilled. So thank you all for joining together.